That's Cheryl Crow, and she's pretty keen on the concept of fun here at Martin Molloy. It's the end of the week, and, well, we're still here, people. Myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, a man who's been arriving late for work so consistently, he's just been offered a job as a Victorian ambulance driver, Mick Molloy.
I'm always late. There's a limo waiting for me this morning out the front of my house.
Was there really?
Yeah, well, apparently the limo driver saw me going in through the window and then coming out again 5 minutes later, but can't confirm.
No comment. Mm. Okay, now, we've heard some talk in the media today that the O.J. Simpson jurors, that a couple of them are actually vacationing right here in Australia. Can you believe it?
Where'd you hear that, Tone? On the rumour mill?
On the grapevine.
On the grapevine? Good.
I wasn't listening to the rumour mill.
No, rumour mill, I find, is a very unreliable source.
Yeah.
I prefer to go for the grapevine.
Steer clear of the mill. Head for the vine.
Yeah, some sound advice, people, but that's true. Yeah. Apparently they're out here kind of trying to lay low. Well, who knows what they're doing?
Maybe some of our listeners have sighted an O.J. Simpson juror.
And they could maybe ring up and tell us what those wacky funsters are up to.
Now, there's an idea. Mm. So if you think you have, and it doesn't have to be confirmed.
You might be a Simpson juror and want to ring in yourself.
Call us on the O.J. Simpson jury Martin Molloy connection line just installed now. 1-800-657-657. Now, in the meantime, while you're doing that, there's also been some talk in the paper today about John Howard and Paul Keating. Apparently they ran into each other in the foyer, in the lift, in fact, of a local radio station.
Yep.
And believe it or not, I don't know how this happened, but we've come into possession of a tape of the conversation which ensued. Take a listen.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, Johnny. What are you doing here?
I'm here to talk to someone called Martin Molloy.
Yeah? Well, so am I. Celebrity Corner?
Yeah. I love that piano music at the start. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, okay. Dun, all right, mate. Keep your pants on. Listen, I'll have to go first.
Oh, no way. I'm double parked and I've got the billboard. I'm taking up seven spaces.
Silver chair! Hey, oh, what's the silver chair? What's that all about?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I think it might be a shop of some sort.
Yeah? Hey, what are you here for anyway?
I'm here to talk about what I'm going to do for my wonderful new friend, the Aussie Battler.
Is that right? You've met him then?
Well, my staff have supplied me with this description. He's a Steel Town disciple, blue denim in his veins. Did his time in Vietnam, still mad at Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Take that! Yeah, we love Take That! Oh, I get one left!
Take That? Oh, what's their story?
Apparently they're like the Beatles, but a lot more talented.
Oh, really? So what about you? You met the Aussie Battler?
Yes, I did have the fortune to run into him back in the 70s at one of those, what are they called? Pubs?
Oh, yeah.
They still have those?
Oh, I'm not sure, Paul. I'm a simple man with a heart of gold in a complicated land.
Foreigner! Yeah, we love Foreigner!
Foreigner? Yeah, now I know them. You're as cold as ice.
You're willing to pay the price. Yeah, now that's music.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Hey. Excuse me. I was just doing my impression of your trade policy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, there's my impression of your handling of the economy.
Oh, jeez. Well, here's what you're doing for the environment.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, this is your handling of the Carmen Lawrence affair.
Oh, Jesus bloody Christ.
Oh, g'day, Mr. Prime Minister. Tony Martin. Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't me, Tony. It was Paul's handling of the economy.
She's my only one. I think we have had one caller call up with an authentic sighting. Tell you what's going on, people, if you're just tuning in. We've heard some talk that the O.J. Simpson jurors, or a couple of them at least, are hiding out down here in Australia.
And who have you got on the line?
Well, we'll get to them in a second, Tone. We'll get to them in a second. I'm actually just waiting to see if there's any more calls.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I've got a couple of things to tell you. Tone, have you heard this? OJ's angry.
Mm.
He's angry.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ropeable?
Oh, he's not happy at all.
Miffed?
Someone's going to get big smacks. He's sick of the lies, the slandering.
Mm.
Got home, no one had mowed the lawn.
Oh, is that right?
I was about $500 on that overdue video. He's ropeable. But I heard this, he goes, he's angry. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures from the paper, Tone, and
okay.
I just want your reaction.
All right.
This is from a couple of days ago. Now, have a look at this guy.
Yeah.
That's, now, that's not saying angry, is it? That's saying, what were the chances of that happening? That's what that's saying to me.
That's a very thrilled OJ Simpson.
That's a guy trying to keep a lid on it. That's a guy going... Now, wait till you get out now. Have a look at this one.
Okay.
Have a look at that. And there's a guy who's just backed a winner.
That's OJ looking very pleased with himself.
That's like Tina Arena winning that aria the other night. There's fist punching. That's yes!
And I understand that the aria is as dangerous as any of the Exhibit A's seen.
We have finally found the murder
the
weapon.
Trial.
But I don't know what he's got to be angry about, because he's going to be in the money.
Mm.
They're throwing money at him left, right and centre. He's got to be, you know, they're saying he can get $18 for a pay-for-play interview. Mm. $3 million for his rights to his story.
Mm-hmm.
$3 million. I mean, does anyone want to go and see the O.J. Simpson story again? Again? Because Bill Cosby, I think, has been signed to play the role.
Is that right? I was hoping it was going to go to Urkel. I really think...
That's the young O.J.
Oh,
that's the young O.J. Well, it's either Urkel or Willis from Different Strokes.
Is that right?
Yeah, not the little gammy one.
Not the one that just went to Thelma and Louise style around the country looking for 7-Elevens.
In army pants, in carving that knives. That's the one. But, I mean, I'm trying to think who they get to go to the premiere. Surely not the jury.
Mm.
Because, you know, the lights would come up at the end and there'd just be 12 empty seats. Goodbye. We're not there, but look, what is happening with the jury members? Time to find out. Apparently, you're saying on the grapevine, not the mill, a couple of them were in Australia. We may have some confirmed sightings.
We did have a lot of callers that went like this. Yeah, I saw them on the telly. And then they just hang up and go. So
brilliant.
I think we've
absolutely
been
brilliant.
The victim of our own folly. But have we got anyone there, Gracie?
Yeah, I think we've got, is it Vicky? Hello, Vicky.
Howdy.
Hi, you weren't actually on the jury, were you?
No, I wasn't lucky enough for that 9 months.
That would have been a cushy job, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have been fantastic.
Kicking back with the feet up. What do you do anyway?
I'm a nursing student.
Ah, well, good for you. Now, where did you see the jurors?
I saw them at the Brisbane courthouse with the defence lawyers perusing the Chamberlain case.
The Brisbane courthouse, as far as I can ascertain, that's just
courthouse.
Knee-deep in gladiators at the moment, isn't it?
I don't know.
Get Johnny Cochran out of you now.
They're trying to get the dingo off scot-free.
Oh, okay.
The main bit of evidence up there is the bloody codpiece.
I think we've actually got the gist of the dingo Chamberlain metaphor. I think we've got that. Is there anyone else, Mick, or is it time to go to a song?
No. I think we may have someone pretty closely connected with the case. There's a guy calling himself Ron Edo. Now, I don't know. Could be related. Ron, are you there?
Yes.
Ron, now, what's the story? Are you related to your good buddy?
Lance is a close relative of mine.
Is that
he
right?
He lives in the US and I live here in Australia.
Right, and what's he had to say about it? How's he kicking back?
You see, actually, we can't find OJ guilty because he's a close friend of ours, too.
Okay.
You know, and we frequently have him over for a breakfast. We have OJ for breakfast practically every morning.
Oh, I see.
Get you, Ron.
We have orange juice for breakfast every morning.
Oh,
so OJ is with us every morning.
That didn't require underlining, Ron, but thanks very much for that.
I don't know.
I think we're just getting a lot of bogus calls. It's as if we're calling up our own program.
Can that happen?
I think so.
You know, if I called up our own program right now, you know what I'd say? Get on with it. Clowns.
And I think we'll do just that here at Barton Ballard. Mick, do you think we've wrapped up this OJ Simpson juror rumour that's going around?
Hopefully we won't have to delve into that little bucket of tripe again. I think we put it behind us.
I think we've learned our lesson, but things can only get better. We've got Radio Gladiators on the way, and in the next hour, we've got a couple of special guests popping in. Firstly, Kyle McLaughlin, who we remember from Twin Peaks. Remember those scenes he used to do with that dwarf? Talking backwards. Hopefully we'll get him to explain all that to us.
Imagine being upstaged by a dwarf. Like, you just wouldn't have a chance, would you? You'd be led on the set, you'd see the dwarf in the little, like, red suit. And talk to
Ricardo Montalban, Mick. But he's been out here with the missus, but he's also going to be talking to us about Showgirls, this rather raunchy new flick which is coming out. Mm. Also, Amanda Keller's going to be popping in. I think she's got a book in the works, or I think it's out in the shops now.
Great.
But in the meantime, well, it's time to award this week's Fumio, a much sought-after accolade we fork over to the person or persons who have provided us with the most material over the last week. And the nominees are... Josh Shirley, who, accepting an ARIA on behalf of Silverchair, became the youngest person ever to attend a major music awards night and not yell the phrase, "I love you, Michael." Tasmanian Liberal MP Chris Miles, who in his quest for family values wants to see more shows on TV from the 50s and 60s. Hey, Chris, haven't you seen the brochures for pay TV? Mission accomplished. Wake the kids, buddy. It's almost time for that 24-hour Bewitched-a-thon.
You'll be in line. Helen Darville Demidenko, who proved yet again that if imitation is the greatest form of flattery, then she's just a whopping great sack.
French ambassador to Australia and Ned Flanders lookalike Dominique Girard, who says the nation of France has nothing to apologise for. And you know, Mick, he's right. Apart from the continued production of crap French movies, there is nothing going on within the nation's borders that requires an apology. And Dom, just to show that we've run out of drum music on your behalf, as the drummer's obviously pro the testing.
The drummer's in the OJ jury.
But listen, Dom, just to show that there's no hard feelings, myself, Mick and several Tahitians will be popping by to the embassy over the weekend to take a completely harmless dump in your fish tank.
Oh, the drummer's back.
He's going, oh, jeez. Long nominees this week, guys. You weren't going to warn me on that one. Now, the Fumio can only go to, there can only be one winner, but I'm afraid, Mick, this week there are, of course, 12 winners. It's the O.J. Simpson jury.
Yes, and unfortunately, we couldn't get any of the jurors to accept the award today because they're all, well... hanging out the front of Brisbane Magistrates Court trying to get their picture taken with gladiators. So accepting on their behalf now, no relation to Ron, live on the line is Judge Lance Ito.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I realise it's been quite an ordeal for you selecting a winner. However, I think we have to respect the decision of the Fumio judges and try and get on with the process of rebuilding our lives. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go and audition for the next Karate Kid film.
We now return you to Emming Boy.
It's time for another riveting bout of
Radio Gladiators. Your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
There you ties. Pete's just chopping you off. You're rushing to finish, aren't you? Pete's going, nut, damn it. They said go now. I'm going now.
I think Pete's got another gig.
Yeah, he's an early weekend. Yeah. That's what he's angling for.
I think the Peter Allen tribute he's doing around the clubs has really taken off. So, you know,
exactly.
He's got to get started. Now, today on Radio Gladiators, we've done this before, we want to hear your silly noises. Now, not just silly noises at random.
Mm-mm.
Silly noises that represent something else, sound effects style. Now, nobody in this big brown land knows more about silly noises than one Haskell Daniel. Are you still with us here, Haskell?
I sure am, guys.
Okay. Hey, Haskell, how are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
Can't complain.
Now, you're always on the lookout for new and interesting silly noises. Have you got any demonstration ones you can give us?
Okay, well, first of all, I'll start off with a very simple one, the lightsaber in the movie Star Wars.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Very nice. Now, you're not calling us from a public phone, are you, Haskell?
Wouldn't happen to be, would it? Coming through very nicely. I'd like to take you now to a peaceful place in the Middle East. It's the West Bank Gaza Strip Cafe. Mm-hmm. How would you like your coffee? With a little sugar.
Very nice, and I can't help but feel that you're wearing the Yasser Arafat headgear while you speak this today.
Yes. He's at home with a tea towel on his head.
Yes, I'm doing my part for it. Plenty of baba ganoush.
Very nice. Now, one more.
And one more. I'd like to do the sequel to the movie Jurassic Park. Okay. Welcome to Albert Park. And Jeff Bennett and Paul Keating are coming around the corner. And Weiss, come back.
Hey, Haskell, would it be fair to say you're somebody with a lot of spare time?
Too much.
Okay, now, hey, just because they're the sponsors of the segment, Haskell, do you mind me asking, are you a 4-and-20 pie man?
I sure am a 4-and-20 pie man. I once took the challenge of having 420 4-and-20 pies, just to square it all up.
And it still wouldn't have been enough, would it?
Nah.
Because that's how bloody good they are.
They ran out of sauce after the last 20, you know.
Okay. Now, Haskell, thanks for doing the demo for us today. And your prize is you get to plug whatever you want.
Well, plug whatever I like? Mm. Well, I'm doing a big gig, a humongous gig at the Rex Hotel on Wednesday night in Port Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne, okay.
Yeah, did I happen to mention it's the Rex Hotel?
I think you said it was the... Did you say Rex?
It is the Rex.
Could you do an impression of the Rex Hotel?
The Rex Hotel. Tonight on the Rex Files. Look at this, Gully. This comedian's dying.
Okay, well, if you want to see that file opened up live, be there when Haskell turns it on. When is it again?
It's this Wednesday night. No, I happen to mention it's the Rex? Yes, it is.
I think you said that. Okay, thanks very much, Haskell.
No worries, guys.
Bye. Now, I think we get the gist, don't we? It's silly noises, it's 4-and-20 pies, and the prize is a Sony Discman worth about $400. Call us now with your noises, 1-800-657-657. Brian Adams, run to you on Martin Molloy. It's Radio Gladiators, folks, and today the order of the day is silly noises. We want to hear plenty of silly noises. Who have you got silly noise-wise, Mick Molloy?
We've got James on the line, Tone, and James is going to lead off with a classic. He's going to go for the baby in the blender, isn't that right, James?
Oh, yeah.
All right, mate.
Are you ready?
What was that?
Oh, my mother.
You're not using a real baby in this competition.
Yeah, a real one. Okay.
What is that? Is that your bird?
No, my mother.
Your mother. Well, your mother's beating you so far in the silly noise competition. Don't tell your mum I said that. Okay, let's go, James.
Okay, then.
Hey, James, I reckon half the farmyard was in that blender.
And we'd just like to point out that no actual blenders were destroyed during this particular demonstration. Okay, that's fantastic, but let's see who's next. Is it Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin, are you with us?
Yeah, hello.
G'day, Kevin. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, you've been working long and hard. What do you got?
Oh, I've got the most terrifying noise known to mankind.
Oh, yes. Not the new Meatloaf single.
No, it's Mosquito at Night.
Okay, take it away.
And when you turn the light on, it disappears. And then as soon as you turn the light off...
Okay, now, Kevin, you be the mosquito, and I'll be getting out of bed, and I'll be annoyed, and then I'll turn the light on, right? So when I turn the light on, you stop.
Okay.
You with me? Okay, go. Oh, damn. No, I haven't turned the light on yet. You'll hear me saying. Okay. Oh, damn mosquito. I think I'll turn the light on.
Oh, God. I can't wait to read the reviews of what happened at the Theatre of the Mind today, tomorrow morning.
All right, Kevin. We'll workshop on the weekend. Who have we got next?
Oh, I think it's Annette. Annette, can you talk some sense to us?
Annette?
Yeah?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well.
That's good. Now, you've got a... Well, it's one of the comedy classics, really. It's the Claxton Horn, am I correct?
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope you're up to this.
I'll try.
Yeah, have a go on the Ventolin.
Okay.
And give it a bash, the Claxton Horn.
Right.
Oh, dear. You're not bent over the toilet, are you, Annette?
No. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Great Claxton Horn.
Yes, now I think we've got Rick on the line. Rick, what are you doing for us?
A drowning cow.
Oh, a drowning cow.
Mm.
Let's hear that. I'm curious. That's very nice. Have you ever drowned a cow, Rick?
Oh, I have actually.
Okay.
I will leave you to it, Rick.
It's good to see somebody who enjoys their work. That's absolutely all I can say. If we go to Mitchell. Mitchell, what are you doing?
I'm the Birdman.
The Birdman?
Yep.
Mm. Okay, let's hear the Birdman.
Yeah. Oh, the Birdman.
Oh, that
now
Birdman.
Oh, I understand. Okay, right. See, the Birdman.
The Birdman. And not only that, it's just set off Gracie's car alarm. So that's excellent. Finally, we've got Scott. Scott, what are you doing?
I'm doing your old pal Blimpy, the lactose intolerant cat from your 100th show.
Oh, yes. One of our regular favourites here on Martin Malloy. Fire up a bit of Blimpy.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yes, it's all coming back to me now.
Yes.
It's good to know that Blimpy's got a following anyway, isn't it, Mick? That's not bad, but I really think we're going to have to give it to our very, very first caller.
Back up to the top.
James! And what exactly were you doing for us again, James? Just for us in.
Bit of the old baby in the farmyard.
Yeah, the baby in the farmyard and a blender in there as well.
And can you put your mum in the blender?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay, let's hear that.
Okay, then. Oh, no, Dad.
There's going to be no dinner for you tonight, James.
James, you've got yourself a Sony Discman.
Oh, going off.
And after that, I reckon you're up for a damn good hiding. Okay, so thanks for playing Radio Gladiators, and indeed thanks to all our gladiators today. That was a tremendous effort. And we'll play it again Monday, but stick around because in the next hour we're talking to both Kyle McLaughlin and Amanda Keller. This hour, we'll be on for a chat with Amanda Keller. More on those vacationing OJ jurors, but next up, we're talking to Kyle McLaughlin, and it's all courtesy of Telstra Mobile Net Digital. What a half hour we're set for, because I think Amanda Keller's going to be on the phone very soon talking about her new book. But right now, it's time to welcome a bloke who you'd probably remember from Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks. He's very good friends with a certain supermodel, and he's soon to be seen in the controversial motion picture Showgirls. It's Kyle McLaughlin! Kyle, thanks for talking to us today.
Pleasure, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
No worries. You haven't won anything, I'm afraid.
Darn, I thought that's why I was called.
Been out here a couple of times. We've seen you sort of slinking about in the sunnies. What do you make of Australia? What are your impressions?
I've got to say, first off, that the people are some of the most charming and pleasant that I've ever come across. And whenever I've been down here, the weather has always been good, so I can't complain.
Now, are you sure you don't say that everywhere you go, Kyle?
Well, no. Okay. Honestly, no, I don't.
Okay, now, while we've got you, I've got to ask you something I've been wondering for quite some years now. You remember the Twin Peaks series?
Of course.
What was going on with that dwarf? Can you explain those sequences for us?
I haven't got a clue. I couldn't even begin to tell you. That's straight from the mind of David Lynch, and I don't go in there.
What would you be thinking when he'd lay these ideas on you? When he walked in and said, guys, in this scene, we're going to have a little dwarf. He's going to be in a red suit. He's going to be talking backwards.
Well, so often when you do things, you know, you tend to do things very realistically and normally in a lot of movies. So any chance to do something that is slightly, you know, off the edge, and I think David is probably way off the edge, is just such a fun time and a pleasure to do. So yeah, we always just jump at the opportunity.
What's he up to now, do you know?
He's got a comedy that he's been working on for some time, and I think he's going to start directing that fairly soon.
It'll be a Weekend at Bernie's style thing.
You never know.
Now, you've also worked with Big Ollie Stone, of course, on The Doors. What was that experience like? We love your wig in that film, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, if you'd like one, I can send one out to both of you. I can send one out to you, and you can really, you know, just sort of put those on and sort of parade around.
You got a bit of a mail order thing happening, haven't
you? Yeah, well, I had to, you know, because the wig was such a prominent feature of the movie for me. it was okay. You know, yeah. I mean, those things that he does are so overwhelming and enormous, and they just seem to go at a, you know, tremendous speed when you're working on them. And you just, I was basically trying to hold on and just keep up, you know, because I really had no idea from moment to moment what was going on. So
now, did you run into Ray Manzarek himself at any point?
Yeah, I met with Ray a couple times before we started filming, and he was very courteous to me. And I, you know, I know he had tremendous problems with the film, and as was his prerogative, you know. And funny enough, I run into him every now and then, not very unexpectedly, and he's always courteous and, you know, says hello, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, does he ever offer you any unusual cigarettes?
Well, no, he hasn't now. Never. I might get myself into trouble for talking about that one.
Okay, we'll edit that bit out, Kyle, don't you worry.
No, that's fine.
Now, Kyle, what's this film Showgirls all about?
Well, it's...
Actually, I think we know what it's all about. Yeah. If you could perhaps expand on that.
Well, without, you know, without trying to wax poetic, it's really, it's sort of a, it was conceived, I think, as a slice of life for a young girl trying to make it in Vegas, right? And this is a particular path that she chose, right?
So it's like one of these old Judy Garland films. Is that what it's like?
Exactly. That's exactly right. One fun for the whole family. But in this case, they've put a sort of a 90s spin on it, and they've, you know, spiced it up quite a bit. It's just really, it's really fun. I think in the States there's been all this talk and this, you know, about the ratings and all that, which, you know, it does deserve a kind of rating because it isn't necessarily for everybody. But it's, you know, it's just really a romp, yeah. I thought of. It's sort of like, I always describe it as sort of Dallas on acid. I mean, it's just, it's really insane. You know, you've got some very over-the-top performances. You've got a lot of, you know, women, naked women walking around. You've got a lot, you've got some naked men, myself included, in this thing. So, you know, I think without getting too heavy about what it is, which I think they've been tending to do, it's just, it's really good fun. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't go expecting more than just that.
Must have been a bugger of a shoot for you, Kyle.
It was so tough going to work. These women around, you know. Yeah. I should have called you guys. I don't know.
Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Pleasure.
Okay, we'll send the 3-pack of CDs out to you in the mail.
Beautiful.
Okay, we've been talking to Kyle McLaughlin on Martin Malloy.
And we'll be restoring normality as soon as we're sure what is normal. Anyway.
Martin Malloy on SAFM.